There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Yes, it's Pisano and Sandy on the Buzz, your Judgment Zone here. I am going to present this case for you two, Sandy, Kanya. You get to take the side of Jerker Justified and argue it. Argue it well. Because you could persuade the jury to vote Jerk or Justified at 222 Buzz. Let's call him Uncle Joe, shall we?
Okay.
Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe's a great guy. He loves sports. I think the only time he doesn't wear like sports jerseys is when there's a wedding or a funeral. Mm-hmm. That's Uncle Joe. He's that kind of guy. His weekends from college football to NFL stuff. Don't talk to Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe's got kids, got a wife. He's in the normal 40s. But Uncle Joe is constantly on his device, checking his fantasy football stuff, checking all the scores and stuff, definitely and always at the Thanksgiving table. Every year, they all get together at one house. The TV's off. The sacred meal of Thanksgiving. Giving thanks.
Oh, man, they turn the TV off?
Oh, they turn TV off, yeah.
All right, that's hardcore.
That was the wife's decision. I don't know if it was mom or whatever, but the story goes that despite their muted efforts to try to keep everybody just for that amount of time at the table, the Norman Rockwell moment of Thanksgiving, the most special meal of the year, he's checking his device, checking a football game, checking his scores obsessively. Over and over, in between bites at the table.
Very biased delivery here.
I really appreciate this delivery. Yeah, I think I'm going
one-sided.
To. Absolutely. You know, leading the jury.
You know what? I'm going to chime in for a second. I think he's justified, really. But I'm just going to try to, but now you've heard both sides of my mouth, all right? But is he jerk or justified for checking on those? Who wants to take it?
I'm going to take Jerk because
easily taking justified.
The way he presented the case is going to be an easy slam dunk.
Yeah, that's probably the smart choice.
I will represent Jerk. You are a jerk if you're on your phone at Thanksgiving dinner.
You know why everybody keeps saying, or Spazano keeps saying, the Norman Rockwell moment? Because it's unfreaking realistic. It's uncomfortable and nobody wants to do it. Sure, you could strive for that, but the reality is the beauty in family getting together is the chaos. If you don't want him checking the phone, here's an idea. Don't turn off the TV like the rest of the country does. They leave the TV on in the background because that's how you get football fans, maybe specifically and traditionally men, to go to these dumb things. So leave
dumb
it on.
Dumb things? It's Thanksgiving dinner.
With how fast the world moves and how much is going on, it's normal to be on your phone all the time. And because you don't like it means, sure, if you don't like it, then you don't do it. But don't stop me, a grown man in my 40s with my own family, from doing it. I'm not a child. Justified.
Sometimes grown men are like children, and us as the wives, we have to kind of treat them like kids.
Sometimes
you behave like children. So I
except
put the basket.
When you're scared of your own shadow, and that's why you don't stop to help people on 490. Don't vote with this woman. Smear campaign time.
Not that didn't happen at all this morning, right? Oh, never.
No.
So you're saying jerk.
Yes.
You're saying justified.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? 222 Buzz is the number on the Judgment Zone. Let's go to the first call. Right here? Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Okay, so let's go. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Is this jerk or justified?
Jerk.
This is going to be the easiest case.
Yeah, because he led the jury.
Well, he did lead the jury. He didn't present it in a...
All right, so what do you say? 222-2899. Is he jerk or justified?
Well, if I know my father, and I do, he wouldn't like it at all. I think it really depends on your family.
Well, what do you think? You're the one. You're the juror here. You don't have to do it through your father's eyes. What do you think?
Honestly, I think that time should be just for the meal. Should be just for the family.
All right. So that means jerk.
So jerk.
Okay. Love it. Thanksgiving dinner is one that it's inappropriate, especially as a grown adult. You're a role model.
There's still people out there who smoke cigarettes inside the house, who do things for themselves selfishly, and nobody is putting a stop to that. This is not hurting anyone else. By him being out of the conversation, what do you want him to do? Sit there and be miserable?
Sit there and talk.
Well, why are we forcing people to do things they don't want to do when they're
that's
adults?
Family.
When
that
they are, this is why families hate each other. This is why sisters go at each other's throats, because you force them to do these ridiculous things that they don't want to do as individuals.
You know what it is, too? If my husband was this man to be on his phone, I would be humiliated in front of my parents, because I'd be like, yep, my husband is the disrespectful husband. That is disrespectful to grandma and grandpa, the elderly, who don't even know what the phone is.
Right. Well, this is where the world is. We're on our phones constantly. There's no place where you shouldn't have a cell phone or can't have a cell phone anymore. It's flights, yes, in church, sure.
Not in church.
Oh, my.
See, these are things that you are not familiar with. Family time and church time.
Wait, have you seen the TV show God Friended Me? It's pretty good.
I haven't, but God's if we're going to follow media. Hollywood's rules.
It's justified. It's no big deal. So I'm not saying we should purposely take out our phones, but if you want to, you shouldn't be called a jerk. If you're going to call somebody a jerk on Thanksgiving, wow.
But then this father can never, ever, ever yell at his teenager for being on their device because he himself has a problem. It's an addiction, Kanye.
You're the jury.
Don't feed the addict.
At 222-BUZZ, 222-2899, prosecution, defense, stated their sides. What do you say, jury? It's Jerk or Justified on the Buzz. Hi, the Buzz on the Judgment Zone. Jerk or Justified?
I say jerk. Put your phone down for half an hour, eat dinner with your family, and then check the score.
Well, maybe if the family was more entertaining than football, he'd easily do that.
You know what? It's not like when they post the scores, they're gone forever. You can never see what the score is again. You're always going to find out or be able to find out what the score is. Dinner, what's it take? Half hour?
Yeah.
Eat your meal with your family, grin and bear it, and then check the score.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Total jerk. It's completely and totally disrespectful to be sitting there on your phone. At Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm. All right, Grandpa. Listen, you never use your cell phone in public?
I do use my cell phone in public. But that's not public. That is a private dinner with your family, and you should be paying attention to what's going on.
Not if it's not interesting or entertaining, if it's boring, if it's something I don't want to do. I'm 40 years old and have my own family.
Okay, see, there's the millennial whiny little me attitude.
That's what you sound like.
You're the one that wants me to listen to you talk instead of looking at what I want to look at. That's the self-righteous attitude.
The whole family's there. Come on, really?
I know.
You can't take an hour out of your life
to
put your phone down and just be with your family.
And everybody right now is saying, amen. I love it. Thank you for being on the jury.
Thank you. Hello, the Buzz. Is this jerk or justified to check your phone at the table during Thanksgiving?
Jerk.
This is going to be the easiest darn court case.
Might be.
I'm going to be making money for doing nothing.
Hey, what's new?
That's how she hung up. Yeah. Good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
It can go both ways because, to me, some of the fantasy football you got to pay for and you win real money. So he's just supplying for his family. Mm-hmm. But again, as a mother and a wife, I could say jerk too.
All right, let me pull you off the fence. Let me pull you off the fence to my side. What's the difference? Like you said, he could be providing for his family by winning some money on fantasy football. What's the difference between that and maybe a doctor or a nurse responding to a text or call?
Right.
So you're just
jerk.
Whoa, no, I'm going to pull you back to the right side of the fence. This is family time. The slight chance that you are going to win money. It's just ridiculous. It's about family. It's not about money. The one time I'm going to say this meal is about family. You see family that you haven't seen in forever. This is your one time to have a conversation.
Sandy just said she wants to pull you to the right side. Do you want to be known as somebody here in 2018 with our current state of affairs to be leaning to the right or leaning to the left?
Just say jerk. You believe in family, you say jerk.
No. You believe in providing for family, for the greater good. Just say justified.
I go both ways because, number one, like I said, I'm a mom of three kids. I'm a single mom, and I raise my kids on my own. And anytime I have a chance to make any money, like giving somebody a ride or something like that, or translating, I jump to it.
It's a half hour.
The fathers don't help me.
All right. So,
an hour of time. You would kill your kids if they were on their devices during Thanksgiving dinner. I know you would.
Okay. So you had two kids, right? And they're falling off a cliff and you're holding them. One kid is jerk. One kid is justified. Which kid? You can only pull up one kid. Which kid would you pull up?
Your favorite kid is jerk.
I pushed them both back and I jumped myself.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Okay, this is the judge here. In order to get a decision, we need one or the other, jerk or justified. Which one are you leaning towards?
Jerk.
Yes! 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 Mom's got to stick together.
Thanks for calling the bus.
You're a jerk.